your, is it a request form?
Yes, I had an appeal form.
Yeah, I'm having him pull that up.
I don't have it right there. This here is 1.3?
It is.
Okay. We might ask him what he put down.
Yeah, can you tell me what you are wanting or what you think the assessment should be?
Well, I put down as a price of $45,500, and that is based on the sales that have completed in the Fall Creek log cabin, log home estates this year. There were two sales that have been completed. Now, the Log Home Association, the log cabins there at Fall Creek, there are 18 individual units in five buildings. There are four fourplexes, which each unit has two shared walls with another unit. And then there is one duplex. Now, one of the fourplex units sold in February of this year for $45,500, which is the exact price I put down on my appeal form. That particular unit is one of a fourplex, the same as mine is, has the four units are all in a building, are all approximately identical. I mean, they're pretty much cookie cutters of about 840 square feet. There is one building which has the duplex, that each one of those are larger. They are 1,079 square feet. And one of those units sold this year in January for $54,500. So a $9,000 difference, but of course it's got the extra size and the extra square footage. Now, I've owned this particular unit since it was first built. I've been paying taxes to Caney County for 23 years, and other than back in 06 to 07, which was a huge increase in my yearly tax, it went up 42% based on new assessments. Since then, the highest increase, and that was from 2010 to 11, was a total of $14.84, or 2.25%. Well, this one kind of caught my eye when it went up almost $35, which is 5%. Now, I had placed a call before I got this form and filled it out and sent it in and spoke to Chuck at the assessor's office, and when he and I first spoke, he said he had to check on something, and he would call me back, which he graciously did. And what he was checking on, to my understanding, was that there had been assessments done to both Point Royal and Fall Creek, and the assessed values had been adjusted down, but for whatever reason, the log homes were not assessed down. And, you know, they're in the same location, they have the same amenities, the same roads, there's nothing different. I just think this is a much higher value than the property's currently worth. If I could get $76,000 for it, I'd sell it in a heartbeat. Last year, I also have owned in the past that were built in 93 and 94, two of the Fall Creek condominiums. Last year, I sold one of those, and I got less than half of what I paid for it. The other one is currently on the market at probably about 60% of what I paid for it, and I've yet to get any bids or any offers or anything. So I just feel that with the property values as seen by what they sold, this assessment is quite a bit higher than I feel is appropriate.
Okay. Mr. Pennell, do you have an opinion?
As Chuck said there, in Fall Creek condominiums, after we first sent out our initial increase notices, we got many calls. Fall Creek and actually Point Royal condominiums as well. And I made the decision, and we took that 5% increase off of those two projects because they were just the story you all just heard. His is listed as a cabin and not as a condo, so that's what Chuck's mentioning in, from our conversation. So it did get the 5% increase. And everything I'm hearing, we've talked to a number of people at Fall Creek, and values are significantly down out there. And that's why I took it back to last year's value. To give you a number to go by, other than to go back to the original number, I say the original number, the 2014 number, I don't have a number for you.
Well, on my particular unit, the number for previous assessment was, didn't have an appraisal number, it had a previous assessment of 14070. Now, the new assessed is 14560, so therefore an increase of 490. But what I was putting down as what I felt was the market value, my opinion of the market value was the 45.5 based on what the other unit that is identical to mine sold for in February of this year. So the assessed value this year went up $490.
And as you guys can see up there, the assessed value has been the same from 2007 at that 14070. My thoughts is, well, another piece of information I've picked up, maybe you've heard, maybe you haven't, is Fall Creek area, maybe Chuck could speak to this better than I am, but they have increased their homeowners association significantly, is what I've been told, and that is one of the reasons that property values have gone down.
That is true. The homeowners association dues have gone up significantly in the last few years. Part of that being special assessments for land and all, and modifications that had to have been done because of the flood too. But you know, it still shows as well. Here's what our current dues are, and they are extremely high.
The other thought I've got is, you know, he's got a sale at 45.5, which certainly means something. We don't know if that 45.5 was a bargain price or a fair market price. Well, that's something else you all would have to consider, I think. That.
So this 76,617 was, you added 5%. So what it would be without that 5%?
74,040. But he does have a sale at, I've already forgot what he said, 45.5, I think, in that same building.
But the assessed value has been pretty much the same every year, hasn't it?
Hadn't changed since 2007, correct. And his point is, needless to say, is that the values have gone down in that project.
Gerald, what do you think about splitting it?
Think about what?
Splitting it, about making it about 60,000. That's 15. He wanted 45, and it said at 74,040. Just make it about 60,000. Is that too low?
What do you think?
I don't think it's too low. I mean, if he bought it at 45, if it was a bargain, 60,000 is a pretty good number, I would say.
I'll make that motion. Set it at 60,000.
We have a motion. And a second to set it at 60,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sir, your assessment has been reduced to 60,000. You have a right to, you'll get a letter in the mail from the county clerk's office, and you'll have a right to appeal to the state tax commission if you don't agree with this. And you can contact our county clerk if you have any other questions.
when that new appraisal or assessment comes through, will it also give an amount of the approximate 2015 taxes as this last one did?
Wesley will. I don't think it will, but he's going to look it up here in just a second.
That would be great.
No, this here's what it'll be for.
What? No, here's the question that you've asked is if the levies haven't been set to the schools, which gets the biggest part of it, nor the other entities, taxing entities. The county doesn't get any of that money. So when they set their levies, that determines the taxes.
Right, and what I just received, which instigated my initial call and the appeal form, it did say that this is a notice of change in assessed value. It's not the bill, and it listed it. And then it said, based on your new appraised value and last year's levy, an estimated projection of your 2015 taxes will be approximately, in this case, $733 and change. I'm just curious if the new one coming out will now show it'll be $60 and your taxes will be approximately. That's all I was curious, would it show the same information with of course, the lower number?
It's just going to show what prior to the Board of Equalization's decision, it'll show you what the prior assessed valuation was and what the new evaluation will be. It's not going to break it down to approximate taxes.
Okay. Fair enough. I just wanted to know. I thank you for that.
All righty. Anything else?
No. I appreciate all of your time, the call, and your assistance in this matter.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This is out on 265. If you go up the steep hill, is that 376 or down there above the, whatever they call that? Anyway, if you go up the top of the hill there and turn left on 265, you go just a short ways, and this is on the right. It's above Hummingbird Hills.
Okay, Hummingbird Hill.
Yep,
okay.
It's above that. And they got hit by the tornado in some fashion. I don't think it was a lot of destruction, but it affected it. I believe the value, let me check here.
Chuck, just to let you know, this here is that Dwayne Smith's
yes,
old property.
Correct. And this, the gentleman, the head of this owner, tried to appeal late last year, right, Dwayne? I mean, Wes?
Yes, he sent in his appeal form in December 31st, 2014. And by the time it came around to setting appointments and everything, he had sold the property to Jake Rogers, and Jake Rogers is the one that's bringing it to the BOE.
So he had sold it to Jake Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Did we know how much?
I do not know. I think he's got the... He bought it in April for...
$300,000. It says he will appear in person.
Yes. And that's at 1:30, so... He might be running a little bit late.
See, he doesn't have anything filled in for.
I do have a phone number for him.
Let's give him just 5 minutes or so. Let's recess for 5 minutes.
All right, we'll recess for 5 minutes.
Let him see if.